Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for you to align, to tune in, to tap into, to turn on, to activate, to engage, to engorge your manifestation mastery energy. And this is the time, this is the place, and you know, this is the podcast for your evolution, your growth, your manifesting master energy. And I am Michelle Juanita Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. Coach extraordinaire. Let's get our Oprah out. It's 2022. It's 2022. Coming brand new. 22A. Coming brand new to you. A. This is the year 2022. It is January of the brand new 2022 year. And I am so excited because 222 is my angel number. 222 is my vibration. 222 is my frequency. And I am expecting this year to be phenomenal for all of us, tapping into the alignment, tapping into the divinity. And if this is your first time tuning in, well, guess what? You haven't missed anything because we are going to go back to the basics in this show. We are going to make sure, I am going to make sure that I am helping you before I do anything else. That's why I titled this I've had too much. I never have caffeine and I had a lot of caffeine today. So I don't know if I can get through this. Before you do anything, try this. Before you manifest anything, try this. And that's what we're going to get to. So if somebody, and I mean anybody, was kind enough, was generous enough, was loving enough to connect you here with this show and help you by tuning and tapping in, they believe in you. They want to help you. They want to reconcile with you. They want to uplift you. They want you to feel the power of manifesting in your energy. So I thought, first, I'm going to give you a round of applause. Good job. Great job, because in the last 14 months, you have taken my show from one listener to 45,000 and growing and growing and growing and growing. Let's hit 100K, 100K, 100K. Let's hit 100K. And the reason that we can grow and the reason that we're evolving is because you know I respect you, because you know I love you, because you know that your guides and your angels and your team of light are in this pathway of energy. They didn't come here for you to live small. They're not assigned to you because they don't think that you can overcome the things that you've had to overcome in your life. They weren't assigned to you because they don't see you in your best home, in your best life, in your best version. They want you to understand who the fuck you are and wake up. Wake up. It is time for you to evolve. You are not living in the world your parents lived in. You're not living in the world you lived in. We know that we are on this new earth and this new plane in a new way, and we are gearing up for phenomenal things in this world. A plus B no longer equals C, because, honey, we are in the upside down. And I really thought that this would be a really good time to kind of align ourselves. There's Dolly. My Amazon person's making a delivery. Muñecasita, venga aquí. Sorry, guys. You know, all those Amazon drivers dropping off some goodies for me. And Dolly, so she's barking up a tree. My two dogs are Dolly Parton Lamont and Wayne Dyer Lamont. So I thought it would be a perfect time at the top of the year to kind of make sure that all of us know the basics and are refreshed and reminded. It's a new year, it's a new modality. And so before you do anything else, try this. That's the name of this episode. So let's get started helping you manifest your miracles. And if this is your first time tuning in, the cost of admission is that you take that link that is right there, the three dots on Spotify or on Amazon or on Google or wherever you're listening to me, because there's over 200 platforms and they're all free for you to listen and elevate and manifest your miracles, that you share that link with five people, whether you like them, whether you know them. Just send it out on Instagram, send it out on Facebook, send it out on your WhatsApp app, send it up on your face group chats. Just say, this is something I think you're going to love. I love it. And I love you for doing that. And if you can't do that and you don't have five people that you want to help, you can help one person, me. You can go to Apple. You're going to see where it says, write a review or stars. And of course I have 5 out of 5 stars because I'm the bomb.com. And I have 134 reviews, which is a really high number. If you go look at other podcasts, you'll see like somebody has been in a year and they have 12 reviews. So the reason that these reviews keep piling up and I keep getting 5 out of 5 is because this show works, because you are ready for it to evolve. So let's start. So let's start and let's make sure that I don't take up too much time. One of the goals of this year is to go maybe a little bit shorter, but you guys know me. I try and then the energy just takes me away. So what exactly is manifestation? If you had to use it in one sentence and describe it, could you? So manifestation is the art of bringing something from the subconscious or the thought plane to the conscious 3D reality. So it starts as a thought, then it becomes a frequency, then as a vibration, it matches, and there is the alignment. And that, my friends, is manifesting. Manifesting is turning your thoughts and desires into things.
And one of the things that people say all the time, and I got to make a course about this or figure out how to say it. I hear this, and I know you're going to say, I've said this. Is this, Michelle, I was manifesting and I was doing really, really great. And then this happened and then this happened. And now I can't do it anymore and it's not happening. Well, let me introduce you to your badass self. You came here. That's a manifestation. You were in energy. And for whatever reason, maybe you want to expand your life cycle. Maybe you want to get to a better solar system. Maybe you want to be energetically higher. We don't understand that yet because we're simply interpreters of energy as beings. We are energetic beings. We are spiritually energetic beings. This body, this house matters not. Whether you're blind, in a wheelchair, have a disease, whether you have cancer, whether you have an infection, whether you have COVID, whether you have whatever it is, it's an energetic disease that can be solved with a spiritual solution. This is not about religion. This is not about Buddha versus Jesus versus Hare Krishna versus whatever it is that you want to say, the Pope, the Bible, the whatever, the Quran, Judaism, the Torah. These are all just modalities in which we process the energy that we call God or universal energy. Some people call it Gaia. There's so many names. I'm not even going to start to say them because I did this digital course of Dr. Wayne Dyer's once where he listed, and it took him like 40 minutes, all of the ways that you say God, like in all the different languages. It's phenomenal. But anyway, I digress. So we understand what manifesting is, right? So it's taking a thought, making it into a frequency. The vibration is the thought. Then you make it into a frequency. And then you bring it into the plane because you have manifested. You manifested you. Let's just start with that. So many people try to come to Earth and they don't have this strength. They don't have the ability to manifest themselves into a human being form. So in the lightworker community, the theory is that you come as a dog or a cat first. Because that's as much as you can manifest. You can't manifest yourself into a whole being. So you go and you come to the earth as an animal. And the highest animal you can be is being next to a human, which is a dog or cat, maybe a bird. And so you learn how the world works. You see people, you understand the habits. And that way, when you come here as a baby, you're somehow more associating planet Earth with like an environment that you're familiar with. But also, it's a brand new experience because you are not defined by how you came here. You are never defined by anything but the energy that you're aligned with. And then you're not even defined. I don't even want you defining yourself. I don't really care how you describe yourself. What I know and what you'll never convince me of anything less than is that you are phenomenal. You are worthy. You're dedicated. You are a manifesting manifester. Say it with me. I'm a manifesting manifester. A. 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 I'm a manifesting manifester. And because you are this energy and this light, divine being, and oh, baby, are you powerful, you can now tap into the thing called you. Now, for some of us who have decided to come to the earth and have a whole bunch of contrasts and a whole bunch of experiences, like myself, a Scorpio, life path 9, I'm a master manifester just by nature, but I didn't know it. And so all this chaos and all this turmoil that you've heard about through my childhood and all the things that I've experienced, that I am so thankful for every single thing, every slap, every punch in the face, every gut, stomach, every death, everything, everything. On some days you'll hear me crying, but it doesn't mean that I'm not happy about it. I'm happy in the sense that I have experienced it. Now I know what that emotion is. I know how to handle that. And I understand that I manifested it. I manifested my abandonment. I manifested my disease. I manifested all the people who abuse me. I manifested all of the people who disrespect me. I manifested all the people who are disenfranchised by me. I manifested all the people that I have motivated. I have manifested all the people that I have helped. I have manifested every single part of my existence because I
am a manifesting manifester, and so are you. So now that you understand the definition of manifestation, what is the breakdown and why am I always saying energy, frequency, vibration? Energy, frequency, vibration. Well, energy in its most rudimentary form is the thought. Okay? Just take it right down to that. It is the thought. Okay? And the thought is a simple energetic vibration. And no matter where you are in life, you got to understand that the thought is merely a part of this equation. So first you start with the thought, and that's the energy, okay? Then you go to the frequency. What is that? You say, Michelle, what's the frequency? What's the frequency? The frequency is what you emote from that thought, what you bring out from that thought, what you feel about that thought on the subconscious and on the conscious, whether it's your frontal lobe thinking or your amygdala reactionary brain. This frequency is how you are creating in that thought. Now, what is vibration? EFV, energy, frequency, vibration. Go back to Tesla. We go back to Einstein. We go back to the Torah. We go back to the Egyptians. We go back to the Bible. We go up to BC. Is the alignment. So if you have a thought, okay, today I woke up and I want to serve one person authentically today. How does that make me feel about that thought? Makes me feel really proud to know that I get to help people. And then what is the vibration? The fact that you're listening right now. I manifested you and you manifested me. So the thought became a frequency that I aligned with in my vibrational state. So more and more and more and more and more and more of you sign up and tell people and create this vibration called manifesting miracles. And that is the basics of how you manifest things and how you understand things. Of course, there's the astrological aspect of it. We choose these different things as well because it's a part of our personality. So for people who are come here and they're highly emotional, they're probably not saying that this is just a slam on us water sign people, but this is just what we decided we wanted to be. So like Cancer and Pisces and Scorpio, you know, we're highly emotional people. We're very, you know, don't sit next to us in a sad movie, like snot will be flying. So then you have this next path. So there's earth, water, air signs, right? There's the four signs of the earth. And then you have your life. Did I say all four? Fire, water, air, earth. I don't know if I said that. I just want to make sure. And then you have this next kind of thing to think about is your life path number. Now, I really want to emphasize something here. Whether you're a 1 or a 33, you came here to create. It's not a competition. I don't want you saying, well, I'm only a life path 3, so I can't do everything that Michelle can do. Do you know that since I'm a life path 9, that means that I didn't I didn't get everything done in the other 800 times that I've been here? I'm just really good at it because I've failed at it 800 times. Now, there is no failure. There is no failure. On life path 8s, you're the money number. Everybody has a different number. And so if you want to know how to do this, you can go to a simple, you can go into the Google. Ask Google. What does Google say? Let's ask Google. Let's Google it. So you go into the Google and you say Tolkien Rock Life Path Calculator. Tolkien Rock Life Path Calculator. This is like understanding your blood type before you go into surgery. This life path number is a much deeper connection
to who you are and where you are on your journey, on your spiritual journey. And so these are indicators of a lot of times it helps you understand yourself better. It helps you understand your personality. It takes that Cancer to the next level. It takes that Taurus. It takes that Leo. It takes that Virgo. It takes that Pisces. It takes that Scorpio. It takes that Sagittarius. It takes that Gemini. It takes all of the signs and it says, okay, that's cute. Now let me level you up and introduce you to who you really are by explaining what your life path number is. And why is that important when you're manifesting? Well, it's like understanding that you have an allergy to fish because you ate the fish and then you swelled up. Well, if you're a certain life path number and it says avoid this and you've been doing this your whole life, and now you know that karmatically or energetically or frequency or vibrationally, you're still stuck in the energy of what you already came and created. So you're repeating it and repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. In Spanish, my mom used to say, no te pareces como un estampilla. Like, don't look like a stamp. The same thing every day because I was pretty lazy. And I would just like, well, I want to wear this one yellow dress. I had this one yellow dress and I really liked it. And it was probably like brown from all the dirt I was playing in it. Pero ella no quiere que yo poner este vestido ahorita. Ella quiere que yo necesito para ser como un estampilla. I don't need to look like a stamp. And she used to always say that to me. So when you would go out there and you understand that, you know, you're a Pisces rising and you're a Libra moon and that, you know, you have this Sagittarius on the cusp and you're a life path nine and all the different things that come into the existence of who you are in your evolutionary growth, it also helps you understand that you are far more powerful than you can even understand or appreciate, because at this point in time, we are showing you, meaning the universe is using this numerology, and I am a huge numerology buff. I'm moving my thing, so hopefully it's not very loud as I move it. I'm not in my studio right now, so I hope that the sound is pretty good. I'm trying to get to a place where it might be a little bit better. Anyway. So before you do anything when you're manifesting this year, I just wanted to take it back to a place where I thought, you know, hey, let's just cover the basics and make sure that you understand. The next thing is, what is a guide? What is a guide? So your guides are here with you. They come with you. And before you come to Earth, they and you decide how you're going to be, what kind of creator you're going to do. What is the purpose and the path for this incarnation here on Earth? And like, what are your choices? So the guide, you'll have the same guide. Now you can have guides for certain situations. Like, let's say that you came here to Beyonce your life. You know, maybe you were a backup dancer and a life path seven. And now you're going to come here and be the full kit and caboodle. You're going to be the whole smoke show. So your guides say, well, I'm going to come with you during the negotiation parts of your contracts. So they'll just come and they'll make sure that everything aligns, because the last time you tried to do something like that, this is where you messed up. So the more that you are connecting with your guides, the better the chances are that you're going to be manifesting things a lot easier. You're going to be able to transmute that energy. You're going to be able to process the frequency because you're slowing things down and you're allowing your guides to communicate with you. And it's very important that you understand one of the most important aspects about manifesting things on Earth is that you have a very strict and very strong manifestation practice. What that is up to you, but an integral part and 80% of it is meditating. And a lot of people are going to be turned off by that idea because they're going to think, I can't sit still and do anything. Let me give you some clues about why you're not manifesting. If you can't come home and sit in your silence for 2 hours, now listen, if you got kids, you got a second job, you got a relationship and you have to talk and blah, 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 totally get it. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when the house is all yours. Do you have to turn on the TV? Do you have to turn on the music? Do you have to pick up your phone? Or can you just be quiet and sit there and allow and your higher self to seep in? See, what happens when we don't allow the quiet of life to be the communicator, all of these messages get bombarded into our system. For instance, if you're somebody that comes home and turns on the news, which I would, the number one way to manifest faster is to cancel your cable immediately. Stop watching the news. Do not go to sleep with the news. Do not wake up with the news. Do not watch the news. Why? What's the goal of the news? Well, as somebody who was a TV media specialist for over 10 years, the rule that we live by is if it scares them, it's a home run. If it bleeds, it's a home run. If there's fear, it's a home run. And what does a home run mean? It means that I can pitch my client and my story and get on your news station because we're going to scare the shit out of people over something that really doesn't matter in order to sell you something that you really don't need. So you can go to a job, go work at a place you really don't want to work at, and you can be a cog in the wheel for the 1% to 3% of the population who is living in the motherfucking 5D. You have to unfuck yourself first. You have been brought up in a society and in a world that tells you from the beginning who you are. Oh, this is your family name. So that means that you belong to this thing. Oh, well, this is your ethnicity. So you're this. And oh, this is your sexual preference. In our family, everybody's straight. So now gay is a sin. Or in our family, everybody's gay. Straight is a sin. Whatever the hell. Sin, I say, is the wrong word. I take that back. So your guides cannot communicate with you, cannot talk to you when your mind is being monopolized by a society that wants you to feel shitty about yourself. You're too fat, you're too black, you're too old, you're too young, you're not smart enough, you're not experienced enough. This is how we did it. This is the disease you're going to get. This is the infection that you're going to get. This is the situation. Where do they teach us how to love? Where do they teach us how to think clearly? Where do they teach us how to be creators? The answer is nowhere. And why is that? Because they want us suppressed. We don't need fluoride in our toothpaste. We don't need fluoride in our water. But it's a whole lot easier to control a lot bigger of the population if we're all down and we're all distraught and we're all sad and we don't know why. And that's why we have to be a life path 1 and a life path 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 5 and a 6 and a 7 and a motherfucking 9, 8, 9, right? Because it takes us so many times to shed that because we forget it. Now we carry that energetic vibration. That's why we think in energy. That's why it processes in frequency, and that's why it appears in vibration. So when you think something and then the frequency, that means the emotion that you're giving to it is in alignment, you will see it. So people who are very clear, they're not watching the news. They don't watch crime documentaries because what are you focusing in on? Murder, deception, doubt, fear, the lowest vibration. I know I was addicted to all of that. I was addicted to watching porn. I was addicted to watching true crime docs, like my sister killed me, my neighbor killed me, you know, the fucking dolphin jumped out of the canal and came into my kitchen. She died by the dolphin. The dolphin jumped out of the ocean and into her pool and killed her. All right. Like, this is the shit that I used to listen to and be a part of. Well, how can I create? How can I create? If I think the whole world is against me, if I think that it's me against the world, when all you have to do is put your feet into the ground and look into the sun and realize that you are bigger than you believe. We're visiting. Only the plants grow here. Only the animals grow here. We come in and out of these bodies. These are just a house. Take care of the house, but don't be obsessed with it. And if you're obsessed with it, cool. I'm not judging. But before you do anything else, remember these basic building blocks of manifesting. And I'm going to do this for the first, you know, couple of episodes, get the basics out of the way and make sure that we're all on the same page. And we're going to continue to level up and level up and level up. Because if there is one thing that I can tell you about Manifesting Miracles, my podcast that I download and I transmute into your vibration so you can hear it, the one thing I can tell you, I can pull up hundreds of scientific case studies that prove that we have been manifesting our entire human life. We've seen creators that come way beyond their years that people call time travelers, right? Like Nostradamus, Dolores Cannon, Tesla, Einstein. All of these people were way ahead of their time. So a lot of people think they're time travelers. No, these people, and that's possible. I'm not saying no to that. What I'm saying is that I want you to understand that they're probably in their system and in their life path to come here and be creators and to bring things to the planet in this way and to help us in this way. Because what did they do? All of those people were master meditators. Boom. All right. Well, I don't want to go over, so I'm going to wrap this up. And I want you to know that I am so damn proud of you. You made it. Bam. Look at you. Look at you shining over there. Give yourself a little And if this is the year 2030 or 2040 or 2050 or 2060 or whatever, maybe it's 30 something, and you're still finding this podcast and you're listening because it is available in over 64 countries around this blue marble, 365 days of the year. You can tap into me anytime you want. You just go to Amazon or you go to Google Podcasts or Amazon Music has it, or you go to Apple or you go to Spotify or you go to all of the different places. It doesn't matter who you are. Everybody on the planet can get this podcast. So you, it's your turn to be a part of the collective and to raise the vibration here on the planet by helping us spread the word. And the more of us who are in this energy, that's what you need to understand. It's selfish. It's selfish as fuck. And here's why. The more of us who are on this tip of vibration, the bigger the collective of people on the planet, the faster we all manifest. That's why rich people are always friends with other rich people, because they want to know what they know. Oh, yeah, you lost 100K here. Oh, that's good. That's good when they lose 100K, right? So we want to get in this vibration, and I'm going to help you get there by tuning in. And when you're done with this podcast, I want you to go back and listen to another and listen to another and listen to another. Listen to a Manifesting Miracle podcast every single day. It will raise your vibration. It will activate your angels. It will activate your guides. It will be a source of nutrition for your soul. And also, if you are a Christian, I want you to give a shout out to JC and give old G.O.D. some hands. But listen, I love you. I think you're phenomenal. And I hope this didn't go on too long for you, but I am so fired up for you. I know what I know, and I know this one thing. You are a manifesting manifester, and you are worthy of receiving everything that you want from the universe. All you need to do is be of an energetic frequency and a vibrational match to it. Keep tuning in and keep turning yourself on. Now, until next time, I'm Michelle J. Lamont. And until next time, go manifest your miracle today.